It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
We begin with the news that 8 girls were abducted last night in northeastern Nigeria. This comes after the kidnapping of more than 200 other schoolgirls last month by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram. Now the group is threatening to sell the girls, quote, on the market.
The latest abductions comes as Nigeria prepares to host the World Economic Forum on Africa. And with increasing attention on the country, there is growing pressure to locate and rescue the girls, as well as crack down on Boko Haram's campaign of violence.
Joining us now is Lauren Sapina. She's the Senior Vice President of Women Thrive Worldwide. She's also served as head of the White House's Office of Women's Initiatives and Outreach during the Clinton administration. Lauren, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
So what do we know so far about these abductions? There's still some mystery as to just where these girls are, right?
Right. There's a lot of mystery. I mean, this is the original abductions of almost 300 girls happened on April 14th. So we are 3 weeks later, and we still don't know where they are. I mean, every day, every minute that goes by, the group that abducted them is a group called Boko Haram. And that means in the local language, it literally translates into Western education is a sin. They have said, this group, Boko Haram, has said, we are going to sell these girls into slavery for as little as $12 apiece. And this is just an outrage, and that so much time can go by and we can't locate them, we're not getting answers. It should be an international outcry.
And their opposition, Boko Haram's opposition to education is especially targeted at girls. They specifically don't want girls receiving education.
Yes. I mean, they don't want any Western education, but specifically educating girls. Boko Haram operates in northern Nigeria. They operate in Cameroon, in Niger. Right now in Niger, there are 10.5 million youth that are not going to school. So when you take an abduction of 300 schoolgirls, and these are girls between the ages of 14 and 18 years old, who merely went to school one day and they're abducted, that number of 10.5 million kids out of school is only going to rise. It strikes fear in any parent to even send their child to school.
And the Nigerian government has gotten a lot of criticism internationally and domestically, protests, descriptions as a feeble and ineffective response. Is the country taking these abductions, is the government of Nigeria taking these abductions seriously?
I don't believe so at all. Of course not. If 300 girls can go missing and we can't, and the threat of selling them into slavery, we even heard there were reports that a few of them had died. No, unless they can locate those children, they are not doing everything they can. That is not being taken seriously enough. And that is why Women Thrive started a petition to really to create more of an outcry, to try to get both the U.S. government and the Nigerian government to act.
Well, let's bring things home. What has the U.S. response been here?
Well, Secretary Kerry made a statement on Saturday saying they would do everything they can. I understand that they are going to send special forces in. But, you know, the World Economic Forum is going to be held starting tomorrow. These are world leaders that are going to be going there. The Nigerian government needs to respond. They need to find these girls. They need to protect the girls that are there. Unfortunately, this is something that happens around the world every day. It may not happen in the numbers of 300, but girls and women are abducted and sold into slavery. And this is a human rights issue. It is something that we need to take notice of. It is something we need to do something about.
And you say that this isn't just an isolated incident. This is part of a wider pattern of abuse of girls and women around the world. What do you want to see from the international community, not just on what's going on in Nigeria, but on these issues more broadly?
Well, we want it to be a human right that girls can receive an education. It has been proven time and time again that when girls get an education, they can lead more independent, more economical, more free lives. Their communities are lifted out of poverty. They are lifted out of poverty. Their countries are lifted out of poverty. This is all for an education. I mean, we saw this with Malala in her fight for an education. We see these extremist groups like Boko Haram, like the Taliban, Taliban just afraid of girls gaining an education and doing anything they can to stop it.
What's behind that, do you think, this opposition to girls getting an education around the world?
A lot of it is a fear of what happens when those girls get an education and they do lead these independent lives. A lot of it is a cultural fear. It is, you know, like I mentioned, Boko Haram translates to Western education is a sin. It is the idea that we need to keep girls and women from gaining any kind of independence. We want to keep them enslaved. We don't want them to have human rights. And unfortunately, when 3 weeks can go by and the international community isn't in an uproar about 300 girls missing, we continue that process of saying women and girls are not important.
This, as you mentioned, happened 3 weeks ago in Nigeria, just starting to get more media attention here in the United States, our first time, I'll say, talking about it on this show as well. Why has this been such a slow burn? Why have we in the U.S. media been slow to jump on this?
Well, that's a good question. I can't really speculate why people haven't. I have to say Women Thrive was one of the first out in front of gaining this trying to get media attention around it. We heard about this because one of our global partners, a young woman by the name of Ojanwa Miachi, she's a 22-year-old Nigerian education advocate, and we've worked with her for a while. She reached out to us and said, you know, this happened. Please help. And this is what we could do to help. Unfortunately, women and girls still don't get the notice that they should, and the abduction of 300 girls from Nigeria who still can't be located has not gotten the international attention, both on media, both with governments, and both with relief. They haven't received the attention they should have.
Is part of the problem that women's issues are maybe seen as a separate part of foreign policy and foreign aid? We have, you know, a peace over here and hunger over here and justice over here, and maybe women's issues are not front and center in all of those?
Well, absolutely. It should be much higher on the scale. I believe everybody quotes Hillary Clinton when she said, women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights. When there are humanitarian issues, there are governments, the U.S. government included, that take action swifter. And so why they haven't at this point, is unclear. We do know that right now there is legislation that we are supporting that we would like to be passed called the International Violence Against Women Act. And I would implore anybody who's listening to please, sign our petition for it. Please, there's not a petition. Please reach out to your member of Congress. Make sure that happens.
And what would you like to see, short of passage of that International Violence Against Women's Act, what kind of things would you like to see, say, from the State Department to send a strong signal that they're taking these issues seriously?
Well, I would like to see a stronger movement in doing something, that 300 girls who are kidnapped, that there is swifter action, that it doesn't take 3 weeks to even make a statement, that we do something quicker, that we have repercussions with a country that doesn't take action against that. We do that in many other places. And that we have actual rules or actual legislation that is our guidebook when these things happen. Unfortunately, you're absolutely right. Women and girls are not taken as seriously as other human rights issues.
Turning back to the latest in Nigeria, some of the latest reporting I've seen is that the First Lady of Nigeria has called for the arrest of people leading protests against the government over the government's handling of this. How do you respond when you hear something like that?
Leading protests against the government of Nigeria?
Right.
Absolutely. That's what everyone does. We do that here in the United States when we don't think our government is taking quick enough action. We absolutely believe in people taking to the streets and having an outcry, but we need to be standing there with them. We can't leave them by themselves fighting their own government to try to have action. We need, as an international community, to stand by them and to say this is preposterous that these girls can be abducted like this and nothing is done, and that days later more and more girls are abducted.
Lauren, thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
That was Lauren Sapina, Senior Vice President of Women Thrive Worldwide. She joined us to talk about the abductions of young girls in recent weeks in northern Nigeria.